Elementary School in Wilmington. Parents are meeting with administrators right now while the teacher is under police investigation for improperly touching a student. Brian Claypool is an attorney representing 11 students from Miramonte Elementary who say they were victims of sexual abuse. He joins us live on the KNX 1070 Newsline. Brian, it feels like allegations or new arrests of teachers suspected of molesting their students are coming out every week. Is LAUSD's problem with sexual abuses in their ranks really that bad?
Yes, it's beyond belief, actually. We've been digging deeper since getting involved in Miramonte. What you're going to find in the coming months is more teachers are going to be removed from classrooms because teachers are now coming forward and feeling safe enough to report these claims. Up until now, LAUSD has created a hostile and destructive environment which discourages teachers from reporting suspected abuse. What LAUSD is doing is they're retaliating against teachers that are reporting it. We've actually had teachers contact us to ask for help from us to protect them if they report the suspected abuse.
With the recent state Supreme Court ruling that puts the onus and puts liability on administrators as well as the school districts, do you think that being a lawyer, do you think that in itself is going to force the administrators to be more accountable?
Well, I don't think that's going to be... I don't think that's going to force them to be accountable at all, because what's going to have to happen is what you're seeing right now, which is more teachers being removed from classrooms and I hate to say it, unfortunately, but more civil lawsuits holding the LAUSD accountable for this. I really think this was a culture that was created over the last 20, 30 years. You can't break the culture down within a year or two.
Brian, let's go back real quick to something that you said before, and that is that teachers who report instances like this are suffering retaliation from the district. Can you give us some specifics on that?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, this is not only a problem at LAUSD. This is a problem nationwide. I've had teachers all over the country contacting me.
Right, but specifically in LAUSD, what kind of retaliation?
Yeah, they're written up for unsatisfactory performances when they've been working for 15 years, for example, and they've had a stellar work record. Then all of a sudden they report something, they report suspected abuse, and they're being written up for small things, or they're removed from a classroom or transferred from one classroom to another and given bad students versus good students. They are mocked by other teachers, for example. I've got one teacher that contacted me that said that she had submitted a letter a few years ago regarding some complaints she had regarding other teachers. And what the administration did there is they told all the other teachers that this teacher had reported it. So they were basically singled out and mocked and harassed by other teachers as well. So they are creating a hostile and destructive environment that prevents. They want to see LAUSD wants you to think that this is just a problem with trying to remove the teachers, but they're putting the cart before the horse. They don't want you to focus on how is it possible for somebody to safely report the suspected abuse. Nobody's focusing on that. There's no safe haven right now for teachers to report the suspected abuse because they fear retribution, retaliation, and threats to be fired.
All right. Attorney Brian Claypool representing 11 of the students from Miramonte Elementary as the allegations continue at LAUSD.